Yo, today's QOD is, if they're toxic, part ways with them. Here we go. Welcome back to the Quote of the Day Show. I'm your host, Sean Croxton of SeanCroxton.com. We got Bedros Koulian closing out the week, and he's going to talk about if you want to be happy, if you want to be successful, you got to tighten up your inner circle. You got to be around supportive people who want you to succeed, people who want to lift you up instead of pull you down. So you got to tighten it up. And just real quick, there's some language in here and some adult content in here that might be a little awkward explaining to the young children. And so just want to let you know that. Bedros Koulian, coming up.
If you plan on growing, if you plan on signing the front of the check like I do, and you're going to have team members and business partners and affiliates, and you're going to buy companies like I do, that's a lot of front of the check signing. Guess what? You better be a fighter jet, because you're going to need your mind to be strong, your emotions to be resilient, your body to be strong. Like, you don't want to die of decision fatigue. I can't make a bad decision. There's no room for bad decisions. I can't have a bad decision. This is a uniform. Guess what I spoke in yesterday in Dallas? Just a different version of this shirt and a different pair of barbell jeans. I got 8 pairs of barbell jeans and about 15 pairs of these in different colors. It's a uniform. Why? Because I don't want to go to my closet and go, what do I wear? What do I wear? What do I wear? I want to save those decisions for the important stuff, for the millies and the billies. Someone fucking, I think it was my wife or someone, bought me these shoes. I got 4 different colors. These are my fucking speaking shoes. Otherwise, I'm in Chucks. I think actually yesterday I was in Chucks. My point is, you got to have your life structured. Your health has to be dialed in mentally, emotionally, and physically, because the fighter jet will go up against battles. And that battle will be followed up by another battle and another battle. And if you don't win the war, you're fucked. The crop duster never goes to battle. You never see a squadron of fighter jets with like one crop duster putzing along, right? That doesn't happen. So do I have your commitment in caring more about your health? Yes?
Yes.
Good. And so the fourth piece of happiness and success is relationships. Now, I'm going to tell you this about relationships. It is a crying shame to make all this money, to have meaning, to be able to buy toys and help little children get surgeries and wheelchairs and being a physical specimen like myself and Brandon Carter, mostly Brandon Carter, but not have anyone to share it with. Now, look, tomorrow and the next day, two of my dearest friends who were on the private jet with me, actually, Craig Ballantyne and Joel Marion, are going to take the stage. We were in Dallas together. We were breaking bread together. If I get hit by a bus, Craig and Joel take over Fit Body Boot Camp. See, this is how it works. When you have a tight group like that, a dudes that you trust in a relationship, I get hit by a bus, they take over. Something happens with Craig's business, I take over. We've got each other's back like that. And that's an outside ring. You go one ring in closer, and you might have your friends and family. If they're toxic, part ways with them. I'll tell you a story about that, actually. I talk about it in the book. The year was 2005 or 2006. I had just gotten married a few years earlier, 2 years earlier, actually. And we were broke, man. We were broke. We were so broke, in fact, we were stealing the neighbor's penny saver off their driveway, a little publication, because there's a coupon in it from Subway that says you buy 1 foot long and a large drink, and you get another foot long for free. And so, of course, we would use our penny saver, then we'd steal the neighbor's penny savers, and then all week long, my wife and I would eat off of that, right, for dinners. And by the way, the one soda that we would buy, you get it without ice, so you can go all soda, and then you bring it home, and then you split it. We put ice in it, right? By the way, 2005, 2006 wasn't that long ago, right? We're talking about a decade plus 2 years. And so in 2005, My wife's grandma and grandpa, who were loaded, decided that they're going to take us on an Alaskan cruise. I've never been on a cruise ship at that point. Never been to Alaska. Had barely been out of California. And, man, they had all this food, and all you can eat, and a midnight buffet and morning buffet, and they got the brunch, and they got the room service. But then the cruise ship stops in Ketchikan, Alaska, this little fishing town. And we're walking throughout the town along the water, and there's people casting a net and then pulling it in. They cast a net and they pull it in. And every now and again, they pull out a little crab and they put it in a bucket. And so as we're walking by one fisherman, I just stop and look, and he's got a 5-gallon bucket with about 5 or 6 little crabs in there and this much water. Now, there's no lid on the bucket, and he's just casting his net and pulling it in. Now, as I look at him and I'm watching his crabs in there, one little ambitious crab starts crawling on top of all the others. That little ambitious crab starts reaching for the rim of the bucket. That same little ambitious crab starts hoisting itself up. And I wanted to be a good Samaritan. I said, "Sir, you're about to lose a crab. You're about to lose a crab. You should put a lid on this thing." Now, he didn't even turn around to address me. He goes, "Watch what happens." Right? He just kind of looked over his shoulder. "Watch what happens." So as this little ambitious crab starts hoisting itself up, all the other little crabs in the bottom reach up, grab it by its hind legs, and pull it right down. And in that moment, I realized that my life is full of crabs. I've got people who are pissing on my dreams, who are criticizing me, who are hating on my ambitions. And I call them friends and family, and, well, we went to school together. And I'm telling my wife, and I'm like, "Listen, I got to go home. We got to cut this cruise short." She goes, "Why do you got to go home?" "I got to cut all these negative toxic people out of my life. I got these negative crabs." It sounds crazy, right? Because it's not that kind of, it wasn't that kind of crabs. Yeah, it wasn't, "I got crabs." Yeah, I know. I don't know how to tell the story any better, because every time I'm like, these motherfuckers probably think that I had like crotch crabs. No crotch crabs here, just for the record, right? Don't make me pull my pants down just to prove it, because I will. But can you imagine that? And listen, your relationships are important, man. They are like the fuel. So if you look at it as a bullseye, you've got your friends in this outer ring that you meet as business acquaintances. And I only hang out with people who are ethical. They make a shit ton of money. They use that money for meaning. They're driven people. Fighter jets, they're not gossiping. Fighter jets don't gossip. Crop dusters gossip and talk shit behind people's backs. In fact, I took a picture, and you guys all should go to my Instagram and look at my stories right now. And I said, "You're probably wondering what ballers do on a private jet." And I took a picture of every single guy in that private jet. I think it was a 9 or 10 seater jet. Craig's working. Joel Marion's reading a book and taking notes. I'm listening to an audiobook. I took a picture of myself. Dan Fleischman was doing research on the next company he's going to buy. Ed and Primo, my video guys there, were like editing shit away. By the time we land, they're like, "Hey, here's a video from the talk you did." All right? We're working. We're growing. We're constantly doing that. We weren't sitting there like little biddies drinking and gossiping about shit. The relationships are strong. And then you go another ring in, and then it's friends who support you, family who supports you. If they don't, you part ways with them. You go another ring in, then you've got your team members who are in the trench with you, right? Are they toxic? Are they negative? Do they doubt themselves? If they doubt themselves, then they doubt your vision and mission, by the way. Who's got an employee? Raise your hand. All right, small group of you, and I get it. It's funny. Yesterday, we had a little, just an older crowd yesterday. There's about 600 people. And I said, "Hey, who's got employees?" Every hand went up, right? But I'm going to tell you this right now. When most of you get employees, like about 5 or 6 of you have employees now, when you get employees, you're going to want them to be team members. Because remember, employees are crop duster-like. They clock in a little late, clock out a little early, do the bare minimum to maintain employment, show up with problems, never solutions. A team member, they're unified in the vision, and they play to win. They share the leader's vision, they're unified in the vision, and a team plays to win. That's what you want. Because if you've got an employee that has self-doubt, the self-doubt doesn't just stop internally. It bleeds into your business. They doubt your vision. They doubt why you work so hard. They doubt your ideas. And soon they begin to tell the coworker and the next coworker and the next one. And then you walk through and they all shut up and you're wondering why, what happened. The people closest to you are probably stabbing you in the back and you don't realize it. Remember these words, because as you get employees, your job is to convert them into team members or exit them out of your life. But I'm telling you right now, your relationships, man, if you don't have strong relationships with your team, with your friends and family, with your business network, then what's it all for, right? Keep those relationships strong. I'm telling you, they will strengthen everything for you.
That was Bedros Koulian. His website is BedrosKoulian.com. For the guys out there, Bedros has an amazing book. It is called Man Up. I highly recommend that you read it. Also, if you want to watch today's entire talk, it is on the YouTube. It is called The Secret to Happiness and Success Relationships. All right, my friend, that is it for me. I will see you on Monday. Have a great weekend. Peace.